Chins, the podcast where we being me, Lucy Thompson,
me, Lauren Bird,
and me, Hannah Hudson,
try to navigate the world around us as best we can, discussing everything from the best way to have a potato to if there really is more than one way to skin a cat. Right. So kick back, open a beer.
And your legs.
Oh, she's blue. As we discuss the smaller and bigger things in life. Hiya!
Hiya!
I will say that was one thing that when I was getting the clips from the old episode, the old episodes, rather, is that when you said Hannah Tomlinson, I was like, ooh!
Who's this? An old-fashioned policeman.
I'm married now.
It sounded very weird. Yeah. But there was a time where you kept saying, the Hudson.
I did. It's too many syllables. I've been dying to get rid of it.
And I will say, you know, sometimes you really struggle when someone changes their name to it and they never are that person to you. I've taken to Hudson.
Have you?
Yeah.
HH.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
H-R-H. Her Royal
I'm very
Hudson.
Glad.
Her Royal Hudson. Yeah, Hannah Royal Hudson.
That's nice. Louise said to me the other day, she's like, oh, just before I rang you, she said, I said your name and I said, Hannah Hudson, Hannah Hudson. So I've got a song and everything.
You've got a song.
Yeah, it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but a lark.
Hannah Hudson.
She's a big fat bitch.
That's not a song to sing about yourself.
Well.
Imagine if Louise had sung that.
Yeah. Big fat bitch. Thank you, Lou. Friends.
Theme tune.
There are a few people who I take calling me fat, and you two are two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister's one of them as well. Pretty much no one else.
No, agreed.
Yeah, I think that's bad.
Yeah, I don't mind Siobhan calling me a big fat baby.
I don't mind Neil calling me a big fat lesbian.
Because I am one.
Because, it's factually correct.
Yeah.
Factually.
Talking of factually, Lauren. So Lauren is pointing me in the direction of a very old series that is trending, and I am dying to watch it, Loz. Who is it?
Fat Friends. Did you never watch it the first time
never
round?
Never have watched an episode, no.
Did you not?
I didn't
see
that.
Mum Bird watched it, and then I got drawn in, and this was back in, because it's 2000.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The year 2000.
It's 25 years ago, really.
2000 years old.
Yeah. First episode, cameo by Richard Whiteley playing himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he dead now?
Lauren told me this last night. Yeah. I just thought, not my first choice for a cameo Whiteley. In anything.
Was he and was he attending the class or was he...
No, he was presenting the award for Slimmer of the Year.
Oh, right.
Did he do it justice?
Oh, he did. Oh, he was pretty fabulous. Oh, there's a reason fabulous. That he and Carol Vorderman were bezzy mates.
She loved him, didn't she?
Oh, I think they had
and
a lovely...
And I love Carol.
Yeah, I love Carol as well.
Bit of the old slag now, isn't she?
Well, she's got rear of the
I'm
year.
Joking.
Oh, she's living her best bloody life.
Oh, did she get divorced in that?
She got divorced and now she's... She
from
says,
Richard Whiteley. Widowed.
Widowed twanky.
No, she's gone mad. She's not mad. She's gone...
Well, she has her... Joyous. I think she calls them like her special friends or whatever, which is a bit cringe.
Livers.
But yeah, she's kind of in the parlance of... And that's me saying parlance, not pilance.
I'm saying the actual words here.
Pilots. Pies.
Pals.
She's kind of solo poly, which means that you
she's
don't...
She's a parrot.
She fucked your husband, but she ain't got one for you to diddle.
Yeah, you don't have like a primary partner, a nesting partner.
Okay,
these
fine.
Are the sort of the words that people use for a person. That, if you're married to someone, but you're a polyamorous person, oh God, we're getting into the fucking... It's like 2 minutes into the episode. All right. if you...
So she basically likes to shag. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, but she's got some repeat offenders.
Customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got some shag buddies. That's fun.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to be tarred down. And they all know what's going on. And like, fucking fair play to her. She's also left as you like.
Oh,
which
she, is.
I, oh
yeah, she is.
Which
yeah.
I adore.
I do. And she's fucking really, she's
oh,
so clever.
She's so on it.
Have you seen on LBC?
Yeah.
Oh. I would have trouble making love to her because I'd just be firing mad quick, trying to catch her out
making
all the time.
Making live.
I'd struggle to make live to her because I'd be firing sims at her.
Carol, do 25 times 103.
Got my mouth full here at the moment.
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren. No, fair play to her. Cracking body on her.
Oh, she has. Rear of the ear, as I say.
Sure. Later on in life.
Several times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, fat friends. It's
you're talking to us.
Yeah, all right.
Oh yeah, fat friends. Anyway,
must tell you about this dinner I had.
Right, Lauren.
All right, Lauren.
Fat friends.
Look alive.
Look alive. Come on, come on.
Have to fat get friends. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, waving it around in front of us so we take notice.
Anyway, sorry, go on, lads. It is good. I would recommend it.
Is it quite light-hearted?
Well, no, there were some heavy issues as well.
Literally.
some big, fat, heavy issues.
Great big, fat, heavy issues.
Big, fat. Well, great big, fat, lardy issues they're dealing with.
Some roly-poly issues.
I would recommend it. It's very dated, and the phrase
it sounds about perfect for the sort of thing I like watching. Lost. Oh,
so. I was going to say,
if anything, it's a little bit old. But I like
up your boulevard. I was going to, yeah, probably
it's a bit too modern for you.
Yeah, I think it is. The 2000s, you say?
Yeah,
the 21st century.
I don't know about it, but
no,
I think it's probably a bit too modern for my taste.
But you know, people have got the Nokia ringtone.
Yeah,
the Nokia ringtone. It's camp, I would say. It's quite camp.
Sure.
Mm. And the phrase, nothing tastes as good as Slim Feels, is used quite a lot.
Excellent. My favourite. Mm-hmm. Nothing tastes as good as... Oh, Dwight, I can tell you 19 things right now.
Immediately. Or one of the others is, one is need, two is greed.
Fucking hell. Do they do the in a tin, it's a sin?
Offer treat, it's free. They're essentially on Weight Watchers. They talk about units.
Okay,
I've got 5 units left today.
Right.
So of alcohol. Points. Yeah.
Not bad.
That's all right, actually. Yeah.
I can see myself getting well into it.
Yeah.
None of the quite up-to-date conversations that you and I could have, Lauren, is what happened on Fat Friends last night. Isn't Stacey a bitch?
Isn't there a romance that blossoms throughout... I remember.
Between two great
don't
fat
ruin
people,
it like. For me, Lars.
Sorry.
No spoilers. Fat Friends is made in 2000.
It's 25 years old, but please, no spoilers.
No one's going to talk about it on social media, so you'll be fine. Social media wasn't invented when it was
no out. Good old days. Good old days.
I know.
That is, you know, so at one point, one of the characters gets a calculator out of a handbag to count her units. And I was like, oh my God, you would have to carry around a calculator.
Wow. I think I used to do that.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, when you were slimming?
No, not when I was slimming. Just when I was slimming in them days.
When you were going out with Carol Vorderman, you wanted to do the sim.
Yeah,
the
sim. Tester.
Yeah.
Right, Carol. Boobies.
Can. Yeah, can you do boobies?
Yeah, you can do that long multiplication, but can you do boobies?
Boobies minus boob, you know what I mean.
Boobless minus boobies.
We used to have a lovely laugh.
I know, didn't we?
It was a laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah. Really.
It's not just me, is it?
Prying them out of every corner.
But it's so simple. Like, the time was so simple.
I remember
to write boobless
in
and
class,
then push it over to your friend.
We were daring each other to look up sex in the dictionary.
And it was really boring as well, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't like banging.
No.
Fucking maths.
Pictures.
You fucking divvy. Fucking little divvy.
Do you remember when everyone... got not rented out. What do you do when you take something out of your book? Library. Who is it?
Borrow.
Yeah.
Borrow
a book.
Not renting it. You're taking it out, but you're
streaming
you're
it.
Giving it back.
You're
Who is it?
How do you do it? What do you do?
Yeah, it was like a Judy Blume book.
Oh, I've got it right here.
Forever.
Oh, that was dirty.
Yeah, it was like a sex education
book. I've never read any Judy Blume, and I feel like I simply must.
It's sexual.
In fact, what we must do is read it out by chapter on the podcast.
I can still remember a couple of key lines from it.
Yeah.
She called her boyfriend's penis Ralph.
Ralph, that's right.
And the first time she wanked him off, she said, whatever happened, then she went, and I didn't.
And then what?
I didn't let go of Ralph.
Oh, it's horrible.
So great. cringing.
Yeah.
Also, according to that book, the second time she ever had sex, she came.
Oh.
No, you didn't.
Penetrative,
babe.
Sex.
Yes.
No, you did not, Judy
I
Blume.
Know, come on.
That was written by a woman as well.
You're setting everyone up for a fail, though.
Yeah. You really are.
I used to love the Judy Blume looks. Fudgemania, Targross.
Targross, yeah.
Tiger rice.
Can't see the wood for the trees.
Louise Woods.
Woody Woodpecker.
All that.
I saw a woodpecker on holiday.
Did you?
And it was jumping up a tree. Jumping, it was.
Was it not pecking?
Yeah, no, but there was loads of peck holes all the way around.
They're very loud, aren't they? They're slamming their heads into the wood.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Why are they doing that?
Oh, Michelle told me only the other day.
Go on.
They get the bugs. Oh. Out of the tree.
Yeah, but surely there's easier to get.
Yeah, there's easy ways of doing it. Like ants just walk around on the ground.
Yeah, I'm also hammering your head into just a wooden tree.
I'm also just imagining with all the gaymen that were on this cruise on Hannah's holiday, where they're hearing these noises, that would be the bloody woodpecker again.
Yeah,
you should imagine. No doubt.
Really loud. Why are you eating like that?
Just get off the floor.
They walk around all the time.
Among us.
Ants walk among us. Like, you need to get them
woodpeckers
like that.
Are so thick, I've just realised.
Just because you've got it.
Don't mean you have to.
Have to flaunt it.
Have to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stupid birds.
Stupid bitch.
Pepper. So now that we've talked about Fat Friends and Woody Woodpecker and Louise Woods and Tiger Woods and that and Judy Blume, your 40th.
Lucy. What an art.
It was very nice. So we got a big house. Good house, actually.
It was a really good house.
It was a great big fat house in Stratford.
I couldn't find it.
Couldn't you?
No, I was driving around for ages.
Yeah.
I phoned Nina and I said, Nina, come outside, please. I can't find it. And she was like, oh, no. I sent Julie outside.
No.
Julie stood outside and I was like, well, where are you? And she's like, I'm outside. Couldn't find it. Took 20 minutes. I was outside.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't find it.
Oh, dear.
Hidden to me.
Did you go with sat nav or did you?
Yeah.
Did you go old school maps?
She was using a Garmin that hasn't been updated in 10 years.
Oh, that was it.
Or printed out instructions.
From the AA.
Right?
And so, I was like, take the fourth exit at this roundabout
before
and you're like,
crash into someone else because you're reading that.
And the fourth exit actually just takes you the way you came.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh God, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But lovely house.
Beautiful house. Big girl she was.
Old. Like you.
And a lovely kitchen island that
we could all
dance around it.
So I met Loz and Alex in a pub and we had a pint and a half.
Yeah.
And then
is
we went.
All?
Oh, I was only there for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have a good couple of hours in there.
I thought we were as well, but apparently not.
So I got back and it had been decorated deliciously by my wife, Reese, and Sarah Bird. And it was brilliant. There was blinds and
pictures of your face.
Little cutouts of my face.
Reese, bless him, he was sweating putting all that up.
Oh, he would
have. He really put the effort in, that boy. He was a good one.
And then. Probably my highlight initially was, so we all agreed, because it was fancy dress and the theme was 1984, so you had to dress as something as 1984. And we'd all agreed that we were going to meet at, I think we said 7, mm-hmm. didn't we? So we're going to have prinks till like 6, 6:30, and then everyone would go upstairs, get ready, and then we'd meet at 7 in the kitchen all dressed up and it'd be wow. My wife didn't get that memo. And she walked bold as brass.
At 5:10.
A little brown face.
Black face. She dressed as Bully from Bullseye and she'd opted to just paint her whole face brown. And it was so funny.
Because we were just like not.
No one was ready.
Dressed up. We were just.
And in walks
Michelle. We were all just having a couple of beers, right? And she's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Hiya.
Big. black brown circle round her face.
Oh,
little
Michelle.
Horns on her head.
Bless her.
And she'd come up with the idea of buying and hiding and wrapping 40 presents around the house. Some of them were a can of Iron Brew. Back to Club
Biscuits.
She
knows you well.
A badge. There was six individual cans of Iron Brew that I had to find. Loads of biscuits. I got clubs, wagon wheels, Tulloch's tea cakes, caramel wafers, penguins.
Oh,
good old Michelle.
I know.
And then, so we had drinks and giggle. And then everyone got ready. Oh, the fancy dress blew me away.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was so good.
And the winners were deserved.
Oh, yeah, they really were.
So my sister and Lisa Lancaster, one of our lovely, licious patrons.
Thank you, Lisa.
Dressed as Torval and Dean, and they wowed.
That was handmade, yeah. Lisa.
Really?
Yeah, Lisa made the costumes.
What can that woman not do?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know.
Crikey,
but yeah, it was absolutely. They looked genuinely like
them. It was absolutely incredible. Even the minute they walked down, you were like,
"Torvald and Dean." Even Beth's shoes—they looked like
they were boots. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like they're from like Bacon's.
In fact, we must put on.
We'll put
the picture
Bacon's.
Of us all.
Do you remember that?
Bacon's.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was one in Coville that we used to go to.
Very cheap shoes.
Of course, there was
that Bacon's. We used to go to when we were kids.
Yeah,
we're going down Bacon's in Coville.
I love going
oh
Bacon's.
My God!
Did you? I hated going there.
Were they nationwide?
Yeah, I think Midlands, maybe.
Midlands loves a shoe shop.
So we're just anyone outside of the Midlands. This was a shoe shop.
It was a shoe
called
shop.
Called Bacon's.
First of all, why are you calling it Bacon's? Like,
and it
gonna
was
get
dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Sounds like a butcher's.
It
really,
was like, yeah.
It
you
was
won't
like,
get any big names
no.
in there. I always used to get my pair of Knicks trainers Knicks. From there.
Everything was very from China.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Charter.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, nothing was finished very well. They were all very plastic.
Very plastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're on a budget.
A budget, which we obviously all work, because we all got our shoes from there.
Bacon's.
I used to go Bacon's for my shoes, Benny's for my clothes.
Oh, Bacon and Benny's.
Bacon and Benny's. Benny's Bacon. Benny's was in Wigston. It was a really awful shop.
Trumpy.
Very trumpy.
Trumpy.
Very, very trumpy. But that's all we had in them days. We didn't have a Foss Park.
Well,
not
no.
in the war days.
No. Do you remember Foss Park cropping up?
Yeah.
I must. So I needed to go get some new makeup. I'd run out of eyeliner before.
Is
a
this
gig.
In the recent present?
This is in the recent present. This was last. No,
oh, it really was
not last Saturday. The Saturday before.
Yeah.
When I was gigging.
Saturday. Week.
And I thought I'll nip into Foss Park. There's no nipping into Foss Park on a fucking Saturday. What an absolute twat.
You idiot.
But one of the best, a great thing happened whilst I was being an idiot, and you're right, I was very much an idiot, trying to get to Bootses.
Bootses.
I should have just gone down Wiggy.
Yes!
I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, I thought I'd pop in there on my way to the M1. What a fool.
Big
anyway,
mistake.
Big mistake. Huge. I was wearing
Pretty
my...
Woman?
Yeah. I was wearing my Ouija board jacket.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have seen it. So it has the Ouija board on the back of it. It's like a kind of...
a bomber jacket.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a bomber jacket, isn't it? And like a... It has a Ouija board and then it says Ouija. And a man was walking behind me. And usually God. I walk everywhere with earphones in. And I was like, oh, God, I've had a stress getting in a car park. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get to Bootses and go. A man was walking behind me and he saw it said Ouija on the back of my jacket. And he went, ooh, yeah.
We are. That is a perfect response.
Ah, I love it.
So Leicester.
So oh yeah.
That's all he had to say about it.
Because he was reading Ouija.
He got it wrong. Oh, bless him.
Absolutely favourite thing. I was like, this has been worth this trip
to Foss
Park.
Not having headphones on and coming to Foss Park.
Yeah. This has been worth it entirely.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, bless him.
I remember the rumours of Foss Park, and I remember, this is how old I am.
Was it literally just Fields?
Yeah. It was Asda and then Fields.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember walking across them fields with Rydell when we must have been like 17 and her saying, apparently they're going to build like a cinema up here and that, like before Meridian, before any of that. So we were literally walking across the fields that are now Meridian and Foss Park.
Wow.
And there was rumours that... Kylie Minogue was going to open Foss Park.
Yeah, that sounds legit.
And the mouse from Alton Towers was going to be there.
OK.
okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. Neither
and
of those
it
things
was.
Were
and it, no, but it was right about the... Well, there's no cinema there, so...
Well, the cinema at the Meridian...
Oh, yeah, they had a close.
So the Warner
they?
Village, it was Warner Village as was.
Oh, it was the Warner Village, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's when that was getting built.
Yeah,
so.
Now it's a view.
Now it's a
view.
A vu.
A voulez-vous.
Voulez-vous. Yeah, I remember when it was all fields, literally. Literally do.
Oh, I hate it. I'd never go apart from going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Boo-burger. Well, you've got a boo-burger in Loughborough. Loughborough, yeah.
Hey, I think I've sniffed out where your Jade lives.
Right,
I walked up there with Seymour because they've opened up the gangway between Franklin okay, yeah. and the new estate now, and I was walking along, a little boy came out and I thought, oh, I recognise that little boy, and
it was Killian
and I recognised the man because he was the ginger man.
Yeah, ginger man beard,
gingerbread man beard.
Gingerbread man. Ginger beard man.
And Seymour growled at Killian, so I was like, yeah, standard. And yeah, and then I walked past the other day, I had a little look in the window.
I could see Jade, little nose against the window.
Yeah, I could see Jade doing a Sunday roast, and I thought, oh, it is that one, it is,
it's got to be. Oh, it's got to be.
Lovely and creepy, that.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't look on. Elements of creepiness in there.
Yeah, I didn't look on.
And I pushed my face against the window, and she was cooking a Sunday roast. They had sports.
Carrots.
Anyway, I'm like Jade. Anyway, babes, I know where you live now.
I didn't want to interrupt your Sunday, but I did have a little look at your dinner.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about that roast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's massive.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fucking massive.
Yeah, well, you know, lovely.
Well, you know.
Anyway, back to your 40th.
Yes, then we just stayed up. Me and Lauren got absolutely wankered, stayed up till 6 a.m. Everyone hated us.
No, they didn't. I've never quite experienced such a loud... Like, the music was so incredibly loud. Like, I've never heard anything like it. I went to bed...
It was great, though. I didn't mind at all.
No, I didn't.
Angry in the slightest.
It was it was the loudest thing I've ever fucking heard.
No.
But it was absolutely amazing. I was such a good time.
I went to bed at 1:30 a.m.
Pussy!
And only because I was travelling 2 days later. I thought, I've got to go to bed. And I went to bed. No, I got packing on. Went to bed. And I thought...
Does that take you a full 24 hours?
No, but I've got nothing was sorted.
All right.
Nothing. Anyway, I thought, a couple of hours has passed. Well, it's 4.
No, we're just getting started.
And I think I heard Holiday by Madonna approximately 28 times.
Sounds about right. I think every Madonna song really got a thorough.
They really kept looping.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was looping.
And What's Up got a good playing.
Yeah, heard that.
And TLC got a good few plays.
Yeah, I remember it well. And I did snatch an hour or two. And then I woke up again at like 7 a.m. and it was still... as loud as I've ever heard it. And I was like, they can't still be up at 7. And I was like, I'm going to fucking go down there now. I'm going down there. Because I couldn't hear anyone screaming anymore. And I went down the steps and I walked into a living room that had got nobody in it. But a really, obviously, the music fucking up to 11. And Lauren fast asleep on the sofa.
Was I?
Yeah. I was like, how are you sleeping through this?
Well, I don't think it was more sleeping as passing out.
Yeah. So I just popped that switch down, went back upstairs.
Stormed back upstairs. You should have got those hands out at that point.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that you were asleep. I couldn't believe my arse.
Well, we'd had about 16 litres of lager.
Yeah. Asleep through that? And I was upstairs thinking they'll turn it off any minute now. No, everyone had just gone to bed. I thought, why would you go to bed and just leave it on?
But we didn't go to bed.
I think Joy and I were really trying to turn it off and we just couldn't.
We just couldn't.
But honestly, that's...
You could have popped it down, maybe.
Yeah. Well, but honestly, there wasn't a lot of function going on by that point.
I can imagine.
Mate. Like, honestly. And I'm really... There are moments of the night that are... foregone me. They've gone.
Oh, really? Forever?
Forever.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Is that before or after you all got your sits out?
That was quite early.
Well, I got mine out, so I was
It was about midnight.
It was pre-1.
Things came out more.
Honestly, I think I've got more of an idea of what happened, like, sort of post 2 a.m. than I have pre.
Oh, yeah.
Time just got away from me.
Honestly. And I don't remember. I woke up in a bed.
Yeah, Michelle said that she got up And you were just like, white. And then you just got into the bed that she vacated.
Yeah, that really, that was so weird, because then the next time I came downstairs, which was like an hour later, I crept in because I could see there was still a, you know, you on the sofa. And then Michelle woke up and I was like, oh, that's Michelle, not you. I was so confused.
I think she got up to take Anne out.
Yeah.
And then she thought, oh, I'll snatch another
half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a wild night, weren't it?
Oh, it was a big night.
Mm. On it, so yeah, I went to bed at, or I went to sleep at about 6.
Yeah.
And then I just remember Alex shaking me awake at 9:30. We're leaving now.
What?
And like literally me just sort of like getting out of the bed.
I don't know how you do it.
Getting into the car.
Were you driving?
No.
Oh, thank God.
On it, I couldn't.
You just couldn't.
I couldn't have.
Because I was battered when I woke up still.
Absolutely awful. got into the car, and then we found a Mackey's, and I paid for it for my sins, because I felt like,
yeah,
I should probably do this, because, yeah. And I just remember sort of like inhaling that, a little bit of chat, and then the minute I got home, just straight in my bed.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was Sunday.
And that was Sunday.
Probably did another Mackey's in the evening, I should imagine. Yeah. I can't really remember.
No.
But do you know what?
What a night.
You're only 40 once, aren't you?
Exactly.
I mean, I wasn't.
No.
But yeah. I acted like I was.
Quite right.
We woke up and like the woman phoned us and she was like, really nice, but she was like, can you get out? She's like, the cleaner's like sat outside, she needs to clean the house.
Oh shit.
She was really nice about it. So we were supposed to leave at 10, we were still in there at 10:30. And we were like, yeah, we're going now. She was really nice and she left me a really nice review.
Oh good.
On Airbnb, so it's fine. And then we went for breakfast and it was okay. I thought it was all right. So we went to Cafe Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And we basically all got full Englishes. And they came out, and I sent a photo of it to Lauren, like, the group later on in the day. It looked like it was uncooked.
Like it had been cooked on the radiator.
Like it was paste. It was pale. And it came out, and everyone was like, wow. And so I was just like, cut into it. And I was like, oh, no, actually, it's fine. Like, it is cooked. It's just, I don't know how they... what kind of oven they've got but I was like,
they've got an easy bake oven.
Yeah.
Chucked it in for 2 hours.
So that's fine. But it was like piping hot. And I was like, yeah, it tastes quite nice. It's fine. But Sam was like, oh, excuse me. And he was really polite about it. And he said to the woman, he was like, can I have just like cooked a bit more? And she was like, what do you mean? And he was like, it's quite pale. And she went, well, I can take it back, but it'll be burnt. And it was like, well, that's the options. Like, well, maybe don't cook it to the point of it's burnt then. And she was basically just like, he was just like, no, it's just that I prefer my food like
cooked.
It was cooked. And she was like, no, it is cooked. And he was like, I know, but it just doesn't look that. And she was basically like, okay, I'll take it if it's burnt.
And how did it come back out?
Well, no, he was just like, okay, I'll just eat it.
Oh, really?
In the end, yeah.
That sounds weird.
Cafe Rouge on... I don't like them.
No, I don't.
The breakfast was nice, though.
I've never had a good experience at a Cafe Rouge.
Well, I once went... No.
No.
I once went for a Christmas lunch and there was no cranberry sauce.
Oh!
And it was a traditional thing. I was like, cranberry sauce, please. She was like, we've not got any. I was like, what?
Well, if you're serving turkey.
Exactly.
I know that it's also a chain, but yeah. I just think that if you're, at the time where there was a Café Rouge in Leicester.
Yes, there was, wasn't there?
You may as well just go to Bistro Pierre.
Yeah.
Because if you want French food.
Yeah, that's better, innit?
Yeah.
Is it not there anymore, Café Rouge?
No. Oh, no.
What is there instead?
I don't think anything.
Oh.
Oh.
It was down by Showcase, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carluccio's is next door.
That's closed down. No.
That's closed down as all. Yeah, and all there was like there. The handmade burger, which was shit.
Really shit?
Yeah. Awful. I never rated that. Everyone else used to rave about it.
Fucking terrible. And you had to pay for your chips extra. Who do you think you are? Five goals?
Five goals?
Hey.
And then on my actual birthday, because that was a week before my birthday, I went to the races. And my mum had bought me and Michelle tickets for hospitality.
Oh, that's nice.
So we went and had a 3-course meal. I will say it did not wow.
Oh, why? What was it?
You're just having disappointing meals around your birthday. That's a shame.
I had a prawny sea to start. Mm. Well, it was a couple of little tiddlers on a bed of shredded iceberg. It was rubbish.
Brown shrimp.
Michelle had a soup, but she said that was nice. But soup in it.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of soup?
Lee container. But it had gnocchi in it.
Oh, all right. I'm not mad at that.
No, she said it was nice.
Is Michelle quite easily pleased with food?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, could you give her a pot noodle and she'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing.
I love Chinese food. Yeah. Yeah, you put it on a plate.
No offence, Michelle.
She knows.
You know what I mean.
And the main course, I had halibut with some, what I can only describe as whatever it was. It was pistachio, but so it just overwhelmingly tastes of pistachio.
Oh. And the halibut's quite a delicate
And I don't know if fish and pistachio actually go together that well.
No.
And I was to say, pistachio isn't that strong of a flavour either.
That's
so they
all
really
you could taste.
Packed her through.
Yeah, and it was like a bit, basically had a whole halibut on the plate. And it was really well cooked, but it just like, it wasn't seasoned.
Oh, come on. Fucking 101.
So it's just like the seasoning was pistachio and it was just a bit overwhelming.
What were the sods? What was it served with?
Well, I had a sweet potato. Like
No, I know.
You upgraded, didn't you?
Yeah. And then Michelle, she went for the vegetarian main course. And the vegetarian main course was a potato.
Oh, jacket.
So she was happier with that.
She was like, this is my final meal.
She said it would be nice.
She was cock-a-hoop.
She said she needed something with it that wasn't a potato.
Wait, so she's had leek and potato soup with gnocchi and then a potato
very
main.
Very carb, heavy lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Then pud was nice.
Was it potato?
It was spuds, chips. We both had a crumble.
Mm. Was a potato on top?
The crumble was potato.
Was it a rhubarb?
We had crumble gratin.
Oh, gratin. It was apple and blackberry, I think.
Oh,
it was
fine. Nice.
It was fine. It was nice.
Custard?
There was custard. Mm.
So would you say, where was this at, sorry?
Leicester Racecourse.
Oh, Leicester Racecourse. Oh, they're normally good with food.
Yeah, I've had a lovely meal there. Blade of beef. I think we've spoken about it before.
I think I've had the blade beef.
Blade beef.
Blade beef. But yeah, it was just a little bit underwhelming. Like, it was nice and, like, getting it all served and seeing up there and seeing the racetrack was nice. And I won loads of money. We had a great time and I got quite arsehole, actually. It's quite nice.
Well, if you're in the box, you've got it.
Well, if you're in the box. And then we went to my mum's. And at my mum's was my mum. both my brother's wife, my nephew, and he brought a couple of friends with him.
Oh, right. What were they like?
Well, one of them's his girlfriend. She's called Sophie.
Yeah.
And then the other one's called Fat Sam. That's what they call him, not my words.
All right.
He brought me a bottle of gin.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
Is he out of that
Bugsy Malone?
Bugsy Malone, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Fat
Is that why they call him
Grand Slam? Speakeasy.
They all went to bed about 11:30, the pussies.
Oh.
That's this new generation.
Oh, so, pathetic. What,
are they Generation Alpha?
Generation Summer.
They're not Zed, are they?
No.
They're Alpha.
They? 17.
Yeah, they're Generation Alpha.
Do they not drink the Alphas?
Neither do the Zeds, really, I don't think. This new generation, they're coming up, they're not really having sex, they're not really drinking, they're not really... Yeah.
I've heard, like, Generation...
Muslim,
what,
more
what's
like.
Mine? Generation Muslim, are you?
Generation Muslim Morlock.
I can't call the episode Generation Muslim, can I?
It's fine.
What's my generation?
We're older millennials.
I'm not.
Oh, you're Gen X.
X. That's it. Gen X are portrayed in all of the memes as being quite hard and like, can drink loads and...
Gen X is like being like really fit and like, really like hard and amazing and that.
No, but whenever I see it, I'm like, that's not me. I'm a millennial, if
millennials
anything.
Are all the always the one like snowflakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not older millennials, we're hard and all.
Yeah.
I think I am legitimately a millennial.
Yeah,
you're
you
proper
are.
Millennial.
Mm.
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah. 88.
Oh, 88.
It's 17, that's quite good to buy you a bottle of gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one as well. It wasn't like a bottle of Beefeater.
What was it?
Oh, I don't know, rhubarb or smetting like a posh one.
Very nice.
All right.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, he can come again.
Yeah, he's good lad. Good lad, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. So did none of them drink then?
No, they had a few drinks and stiff.
Yeah.
Sammy lots of drink.
Oh, well.
But then they all, I think they had a party on Saturday night with Smith.
Yeah.
But pussies.
What's Milo like after a couple of beers under his belt?
Oh, he's a good lad.
Is he?
Good lad, Marlo. Marlo.
Marlo.
It was good. And then we stayed up till 4.
Of course you did.
And then we had to leave at like 8 a.m. because Michelle had to go to work. So that was nice.
Well, I don't know how you do that. I can't.
Oh, it was all right. Michelle was just like, wake up with these girls. Like, yep. I was basically, I was already glad to put my shoes on and go.
Straight to work.
Well, I didn't go to work.
Oh.
Michelle went to bed at like midnight, so she was fine. I've got some lovely, licious gifts though.
Go on.
I got, well, and you made up the quartet tonight. 4 separate people gave me £40 for being 40.
Woo!
Which was lovely. I didn't, like, my boss had given me £40 being 40, but he just put it in my fleece pocket, like, when I was away. I didn't know it was there. And then
it's a nice little surprise.
And he'd wrapped it in blue roll. I was about to throw it away.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
I know. And I didn't see it till I had 10 days off work, till 10 days later. You must have thought, you fucking ignorant, rude bitch. And he'd written in tiny letters at the top of each £20 note, happy birthday, gay. Which I liked.
That's nice.
Yeah. I got a steam train driving experience.
That's your favourite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who got you that, Michelle?
Mim. Gavin took me to the Coventry City match in hospitality again. I will only go to sports in hospitality now. And they won 5-0, so that was nice. He also got me a really nice book, which I were happy to lend. It's basically like, it's an adventure book.
Barble.
Oh, Barble. It's an adventure book called The Barble. It's not an adventure book, but it's like walking, swimming, pubs.
Oh, I thought you meant the one where you guess the next
one. No, no. And places to eat in the Midlands.
Choose your own adventure. Choose your own, if it's The Barble.
If you're going to fight the monster, go to page 5.
Yeah.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Or choose your own bigotry if it's The Barble.
Yeah. So it's all the Midlands. It's all like places to walk, wild swim.
Oh,
that's perfect for you.
And then pubs that you can go to after and stuff like that. Really good.
Did you get like any badges or anything?
Yeah.
Right.
Got a really nice badge off a good friend Hannah.
I got a racing badge.
Oh, it's really nice. I'm gonna put it on a waistcoat, I think.
Yeah, it's like a 1984 ladies race day badge from Windsor Races.
Oh, I love it. And that's gonna look nice on my waistcoat. If anyone thinks I'm not a lesbian, that will add to it.
Top it off.
And I got my other brother and his wife. They got me train tickets and tickets into a big race meeting next year in Newbury.
Oh, Newbury.
Which I'm really looking forward to. One of my favourites, the Hennessy Gold Cup.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle got me, and she went left field with this gift. Because originally I wanted a tortoise of my own. but then we realised that wasn't viable. Where are we going to put it? And also, I'd outlive it. No, it'd outlive me. Beg pardon. So we're looking at second-hand ones.
Used.
And there's some lovely names, if you remember, Loz.
Sold.
The ones I've seen had lovely names. Juan. I was quite taken with Juan.
I like that.
But then you have to buy a tortoise table, and they're about 300 quid. Yeah.
What for? They don't. Like, they're on the floor.
The light. And like, so they can, they're not on the floor.
Oh, right.
And then you have to get a run for outside, and Anna would be pecking at it and beaking at it.
They pouring at it.
So instead, Michelle took me to feed and stroke some giant tortoises.
Ooh.
They were big.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was quite taken with them.
How old were they?
There was one, right?
Juan.
Juan
Sheet.
Was born in 1948.
Ooh.
And he was only halfway through his life.
Mm. Wow. Oh, he's got so much still to do.
Yeah, so he lived to about 160.
I bet he's so bored.
Lugging that great big shell around.
Well, you... you
takes shared a long time as well to do anything for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it took ages thing, to come and get the lettuce. I was like, 20 minutes to come. We'll put him in it.
And they live on lettuce.
Well, they have other stuff as well.
Sausage rolls.
Chris. Bugs.
I've seen an alligator on holiday.
Oh, back to that.
I've just remembered
oh,
it.
Oh, was it not about you for a minute?
Yeah, you held a little one, didn't you?
I held a little one, but also...
How little?
Oh, it was little.
It was... They were actually 7 months old, but they were still tiny.
Yeah. Oh.
But we went to this... We were on the Everglades on a day when we... It was our last day before we flew home.
First class.
It's
our last day before we flew home upper class.
But we decided to drop, we hired a car and we drove up to the Everglades. Went on one of them boats, you know, with the fan on the back.
Oh, yeah.
And so we bezzed round the Everglades.
Don't
and then,
anger the crocs.
Well, I know. And then we went to this bit that was like on stilts where there was the baby crocodiles, just alligators.
You were on stilts?
No, the thing that we were treading on.
You were on stilts? Then,
everyone was a circus performer. There was an elephant on a ball.
Hippopotamus wearing a little skirt.
Bearded lady.
And anyway, he was like, there's a alligator around here. She's called Mama Gator. And she's like 9 foot long, whatever. And she's normally around here. And he walked around, he couldn't find her.
You wouldn't fucking miss her, would you? She's 9 foot.
But then I spotted Siobhan and Louise, or Bushy, I can't remember, hanging over the edge like that. And then they were like, we don't know if it's real or if it's plaggy. Because there was a plaggy one just over there. And they were like, I think it's plaggy. And I was like, that is real. And
get away from that.
I don't know. And I put my leg over.
Put a stick it in.
But I put my leg over because I wanted to hang over to, like, get down and have a look. Oh, I didn't have to get told off.
Go on, get the fucking...
I really got told off.
Crocodiles.
In my mind, I was just going to hang off like this and have a good look at her.
Pop a bit of wood in its mouth if it opened it.
Exactly.
That's all you need to
be
do.
Be fine.
But I'm you bloody not, idiot.
Oh, severe.
Ma'am.
Yeah. He didn't care. It was my wife.
Oh, not the actual
you
talker.
Get down. Tour guide didn't give
get
a shit. Everyone was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'd be fine. But she was great. She
was Mama.
Great. Mama Croc.
Did she do out?
No, she was asleep.
Because when we went, because where I touched the tortoises,
yeah,
fed them, touched them.
Show me on here where you touched the tortoises.
The shell. It was called with Crocodiles shell. Of the World.
Oh.
And it specialised in crocodiles, funnily enough. And they don't do a lot.
No, they just sit, don't they? Well, they're reptiles
coming out of water.
Yeah, they're reptiles, aren't they? So they just get warmed by the sun. And
yeah,
then...
I was quite taken with them.
Yeah.
Lauren, give me an arsehole, please.
Yeah. Am I the arsehole for not wanting to do the prank the bride is asking me to do during her wedding ceremony?
What is it?
No.
What is it?
Don't do any pranks during your wedding ceremony.
I don't like pranks during... I don't like pranks, actually.
No, I don't...
I hate them.
No, I don't like pranks. I only like it if...
Pranks.
It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Or there's like a guy on Instagram and TikToks and the like... who does a thing where he's like having an, he makes sure he has like an awkward phone conversation around people where he's like, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah.
I've been sleeping with your auntie.
Yeah.
And then people are just like making faces like, oh, as they're listening to him. I like that.
Do you mind that? Okay.
No, I like that because it's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
No.
It's him. And then he also does something where he just starts singing really loudly because he's singing along to like his headphones. And people just turn around and look at him. He's making himself the butt of the joke there.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't like where people are made to look a twat because they're just existing.
I agree. Bushy is big into pranks.
Really?
She likes to like make you jump.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate that.
So I've been very close to punching her many times.
I hate it.
We stayed in...
Bushy, never fucking do that.
She's so naughty.
Me.
She'll like... When she was in Sister Act, she was just one of the nuns in Sister Act, and Lou was just asleep. She put the whole nun outfit on and stood over the bed like really and waited for Lou to wake up and
with
see her.
Lou like screaming.
Yeah. And she was like, for fuck's sake, Bushy. But when we stayed in this hotel or this place in Oldham and the...
Holiday in Oldham.
Yeah.
During the riots.
During lockdown. or summer,
or not.
All of the bedrooms were downstairs. Really nice place, but there was loads of places that you could hide. And I came out of the bedroom thinking they were all upstairs, and she was hiding in the shadows. And she jumped out, and I swear my fist was like inches from her nose. I was like,
"Well, she would have deserved a bop on the nose." I hate being jumped out on.
It makes me livid.
See, I never. When I was with Benjamin and when we used to live together,
I'd love to see you jump out on him.
Well, it was just I wasn't ever doing it. I just was like walking into the
man?
Yeah, walking into the kitchen, and then he go, "Jesus Christ," which used to make me piss myself.
Like, yeah,
I just
I'm only entering a room.
I'd enter a room and he'd go like, "Oh my god,
I was just really happy to see you."
Hello.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ. I am
just walking around my own house. Breezing in
with a knife in my hand. What of it?
That man was terrified of you.
Okay. With every rot.
Yeah. What rot? Mm.
So, pranks, wedding, broad. I, 23 male, am one of the groomsmen for my best friend's 35 male. Mm-hmm. Wedding. His fiance, 33 female, is a known jokester and likes pulling pranks. That don't affect anyone beyond making us laugh.
Okay, that's fine.
Stupid, funny things like this, and she'd go out of her way to do things to make us laugh. It's, okay, never anything harmful, okay.
All right, we get it.
The farthest she's ever gone was accidentally destroying the groom's shitty dog.
That dog is dead now.
Accidentally destroying the groom's shitty dog. I've had your dog destroyed.
It's gone.
He's so funny!
Destroying the groom's shitty laptop and surprising him with a brand new modern one.
Not really a prank.
That he'd been saving for 2 years for. Aww. She backed up everything and only destroyed the screen so stuff could be salvaged in case.
Okay, fine.
So making him think like, oh, that's still
quite, I think that's still quite stressful. Though.
I think it is as well.
I don't like it.
You're still like, oh my God.
I've smashed everything.
Yeah.
I'd cry.
Pretty sweet stuff, honestly. I don't know that's sweet. But anyway, my friend is a bit more of the serious, logical type. So the bride balances him out a lot. He finds her antics pretty amusing too. Probably a driving factor in their relationship. So neither of them really care for the ceremony aspect of a wedding. They're going to get a courthouse wedding and save the money for a nice reception with only close friends and family. There's going to be three witnesses, me. Now, I know there's a character count, but he's put the BM, which I just see as bowel movement.
Bride's mother. Oh.
Well, but me, bowel movement.
Best
bride's
man.
Mother.
Yeah.
BM. The BM. No.
You don't
BM,
need that.
BM. And the mother... And the maid of honour. And the mother of honour. The maid of honour. Again, because he's put maid...
M-O-H. M-O-H. Oh, yeah.
No.
Maybe cut all that...
I forgot it was an H. Fucking
mom.
Twat.
Maid of honour. He could have also cut out all that bullshit he wrote earlier when you just couldn't bother to read out.
Yeah.
And, you know, written the words.
And I've also missed out some stuff as well because I was like, shut up.
Shut up.
The wedding will have at most... four or five more friends and some of the groom's family, so it's going to be a very small wedding. The bride was all for this, as she can get really anxious in big events like this, but she still feels like it's not something to really write home about.
It's all right to smash a computer screen up there.
So she wants to pull a pretty notable prank by having a dramatic objection or something during the ceremony.
No.
Since I'll be the only single one there, she wants me to do the objection thing. Seem like I'm going for her, and then plot twist, vie for the groom.
Do you know what?
That's so shit!
Also, if you did that in this country, they have to stop the wedding and investigate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
You're not allowed to do it as a
prank. You can't do it as a prank.
No.
Good.
I like to call them jokes.
Then
as well,
she wants us to do a sword fight. I don't know what.
God, this person
sounds actually quite annoying.
Yeah. Then she wants us to do a sword fight for his hand. I wish I was joking, but she and the groom actually have sizable sword collection, and she said she'd get her maid of honour to sneak two of the smaller ones in.
Daggers.
Imagine if she meant like with their dicks. Go on, have a sword fight.
Pork sword fight.
The maid of honour, who was there while the bride was talking to me, interjected and said it was a stupid idea.
It fucking is.
Relief. She'd get fake swords since there could be issues in smuggling in actual weapons. Plus, she'd run it by the officiant and whoever else she'd have at the courthouse to make sure not too much of a commotion was created. I admittedly am a bit of a doormat and didn't outright say no at first and was hoping the maid of honour would say something. Then I realised I needed to pull my big boy pants geez. On and say no.
Right, maid of honour, don't write that.
Which I did. Yay. Put yay with an exclamation point. I think we all know what we all think about that. They weren't happy, and not in an angry way, but in a way that made me feel immediately guilty. Not yay.
Who is this twat? Not yay. No yay for me.
I stupidly offered to think of a different joke to do.
Don't do one. Just get married.
Yeah.
They've added me to a group chat where I've constantly tried reiterating how I didn't feel comfortable.
Kill the group.
Comfortable with the pranks. And they tried to reassure me, trying to get me to reconsider. The maid of honour is calling me an arsehole for not following the bride's wishes, as are another mutual friend who the bride talked to about this. So it's getting harder and harder to stick to my no. Am I the arsehole?
No.
But I also don't think you said no. You said you would think of another prank.
Is he the groom? I've forgotten. Or is he the friend?
The witness.
Yeah.
Well, he's sort of got to say what... He's got to do what the bride and groom say. Really?
Really?
Well, yeah. Like, if I was the maid of honour or the whatever, him, I wouldn't want to do it, but I'd do it if that's what they wanted. If that's what they wanted, yeah.
I'd just be like, I'd say, look, I'll be rubbish at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I can't fuck fake off. Shit like that.
No.
Yeah.
I just immediately become grumpy and everyone knows that I don't want to be there.
Mm.
I just can't do it. You know, like, I'm thinking
Piffin.
Well, I'm thinking of the last time that we had, like, an away day at work. We all had to go around and we had to make a video about why Leicester is the best place to go and study. And I... That's Hannah was like, oh, that sounds fun. And Lucy was like, no. I was immediately furious.
I'd be straight down to the Elephant Man's original house saying, this is what you can have if you come here. So.
Well, I got put into a group with the most annoying woman in the world.
Oh.
Hey. Who just.
I don't remember being there.
Oh, like that. She took over everything. And then there was a point where it was like everyone had to be on screen. And I, for some reason, became the camera woman. And I hated every minute.
I hated it.
Thrown it into the saw. See you later.
I must say, I don't like it when you've got to do something creative.
I hate away days.
And you're in a group of people building. That you don't know.
Yeah, that was it.
Like, if you're with your mates, that's fine. But people you don't know, it's horrible.
Yeah, because if you're with people you know, you just zoom in on tits, like loads of like groin shots, stuff like that. Fine. Why less is best place to go? Massive pair of tits. Stuff like that.
On holiday, if we can just talk about it one more time. I keep remembering things, but we did a line dancing thing, right? And bearing in mind, most of these people were Americans.
I'm really into it.
Yeah. We got put into groups of six. We didn't expect this to happen.
But you were a four.
I know. I don't think we're even with... Oh, yeah, we're with Lou and Bushy. But anyway, there was these two women. So basically, the instructor was like, get into groups of six. And we weren't listening to what she said. But what she had said when we were all gassing was, make up a little routine and then you're going to show us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we didn't hear that. And then she was like, right, everybody like split down the middle. Right, group one. And they came on and just did this thing that was all like orchestrated. And we were like, what the fuck's going on? Then another group was entirely different. And Lou was like, Hannah, you've got to, we'll just copy you. Just do something and we'll copy you. And I was like, ah! So we went on and I did some moves and everything. And it was fine.
Did you do the caterpillar?
But no. But there was a woman who was really like, well, what are we doing? What's the plan? I was like, I don't know. I didn't hear it, did I, Barbara? And then when we went up to do it, she refused to take part. I was like, oh,
I am not doing this.
Yeah. She didn't want to look stupid.
Well, you were at line dancing on a cruise.
So you look stupid already.
Battle's lost, Barbara.
Bobs.
But yeah, that was me at that away day where we all had to be on camera at one point, and there was a point where we were like talking about, oh, Leicester's so diverse. What should we order for lunch?
Oh!
It was so bad. And then I just...
Leicester is so diverse.
Oh, honestly, it was It was a fucking apprentice style advert. No. It was so bad. And this woman had orchestrated the entire thing. And she was the most cringy woman I've ever met in my life. She works at Attenborough Arts. So.
Was your face like Attenborough Arts. Sister Michael on Derry Girls?
Yeah, I was constantly rolling my eyes. And yeah, when it, she said, like, everyone just has to say what they want to order. And I was just like, pizza. My boss said she pissed herself pizza. When she saw me doing it. Because she was like, off. Lauren hates being part of this group.
Pizza.
And she knew the woman and she was like, I know why. And then she was like, I keep thinking about Lauren, just go, pizza.
Were they all like, oh, I'll have a curry.
I'm like Chinese.
Oh, I'll have me. Kashmiri.
Me. Also,
pizza.
We live in England. You can do that in any city. Yeah. Possibly with the exception of anywhere in Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah. Or Norfolk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very coastal white. Towns.
All the coastal towns are still quite whitewashed.
Pizza.
Aren't they?
Pizza.
Pizza was melted, no. Fuck off.
Shut up.
Oh, I'll have Chinese.
Oh, Olav, go and fuck yourself.
We should have done that.
Lauren, I think we need can't. To redo that.
We do your bit.
Do we?
All right, pizza. Olav, go fuck yourself. Imagine you do that and just be like, fuck off, everybody. I'm done.
No, I'm not
resigning. I'm resigning. Some flowers from a dead dog's grave and shove them up your ass, Margaret. Fuck off, everyone. I'm done.
Another Am I the Arsehole?
Yes, please.
Am I the arsehole for telling my Elon Musk obsessed brother to stop bringing him up in every conversation?
Yeah. Another Elon Musk fan. This is the second one. Do you remember the car?
Also, How are you Elon Musk would like that.
He's...
Do you want a drink? What would Elon Musk have?
Yeah.
How about a big pint of go fuck yourself?
Writer in is male 24, brother is male 29, is obsessed with Elon Musk.
Brilliant. What a guy.
He has posters of him in his room.
He's 29, he's got posters of Elon Musk. Right, hey, he's got posters
in his room. Well, yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't...
Got them out of Smash Hits magazine.
He's still getting Smash Hits at 24.
I think Elon Musk did it. Quite a lot.
Kevin Star.
Elon Musk.
Double pullout.
Double bibble.
Reversible pullout. Elon Musk.
It sounds like a scent from body...
And he don't bloody pull out because how many kids has he got?
He's got the money.
So he's not, he?
Oh, he's got loads of them. Yeah. And he says that we should all have as many kids as him, like, because we need to be propagating the species, because apparently he thinks that we're going to be dying out, even though there's
plenty of us. Yeah. Also, he doesn't know anything.
Also, we're not
He was a rich boy. He was a rich boy. He didn't invent anything.
His name's Elon. Of course he was.
He just was a rich boy that invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a scientist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, Bill Gates was the same. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't a computer programmer or anything.
He just
invested in it.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
No. He was a geek, but he didn't invent it.
He was a geek. Yes, of course he was.
We can all see that.
Yeah.
So he has posters of him in his room.
Brilliant.
He is constantly on Twitter in groups posting about Teslas and Elon Musk. And he is also all about crypto and the grind. And the grind is in quotation marks. So something
going to work late?
Going work.
Is that something that Elon Musk talks about?
Probably. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. But yeah, apparently the grind.
The grind.
The grinder.
Coffee maker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His obsession goes so far that he can't stop mentioning him in every conversation he has with anyone.
God.
So kind of what Lucy was doing earlier. If it's a discussion about cars, he will always bring up Teslas. If it's about politics, he talks about how Elon said this on Twitter. He currently lives with my parents. That's why he has posters in his room. And when I visited my parents yesterday and when they were talking about getting a new car because the older one is breaking a lot, he would not stop talking about Teslas, even though they said they wanted a Benz.
Oh, all right.
He kept trying to talk over us about Tesla and Elon Musk, so I told him, shut up about Elon Musk already, because it was really annoying. Great retort.
Yeah.
He got pissed and went up to his room and I didn't see him again. My parents called me today telling me he's still upset over it and I should apologise for getting all angry and irritated. Am I the arsehole?
What? Your brother's autistic. Right. I mean, I think we can establish that. He lives at home. He's obsessed with one thing that he talks about. And obviously, I know autism's a spectrum, etc. So I apologise for obviously being quite generic, but he is.
Yeah, he is.
And yeah, just apologise to him. He
doesn't know any better.
No. Like, then, it's his passion. And...
yeah, well, should we... well, I don't know. Can we veer someone's passion away from that kind of person?
Yeah, ideally.
Ideally.
Well, he's not a criminal. He's just a knob.
But I also just think that there are so many of these... men who are obsessed with men like this who are problematic.
Alphas.
Oh, God.
I hate that term. Ugh. It's been thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
He's obviously spectrum-based.
Maybe, yeah.
He's 29, lives at home. He's got posters on his wall, Lars.
Yeah.
He talks about one person all the time.
But still, people can learn, can't they? That don't get obsessed with a cunt like that.
Yeah, I mean, if it was anyone else, I'd just be like, I'll leave it. But he doesn't see like most, yeah, fuck him. Fuck him, then.
His mum and dad need to tell him, say, you know, respect someone else, like, I don't know, Andre Agassi.
Right!
Going for Andre Agassi.
He's a great man.
I'm just thinking, who else could you get posters of? And I imagine you probably
That's it.
Andre Agassi.
Sean from Five.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mark or not?
B.A. Brackus.
Oh, yeah. Ron Giggs is a great man.
Yeah.
Giggsy.
Lovely man, isn't he?
Smashing man, Giggsy.
He only shagged his wife's...
Sister
or something.
Yeah.
His brother's wife.
Brother's wife.
Wouldn't everyone do it if they could?
Yes,
we've all done it. Shall we turn to the good book?
Please do.
Not the Bible.
Not this time.
My good friend, Gregory Peck.
I love Gregory Peck. Who is the real Gregory Peck?
He's an actor, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know. I've heard his name, but I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Ooh, this is quite an interesting one. You notice a self-destructive behaviour pattern in a friend who is clearly unaware of it. Would you point it out?
Self-destructive pattern.
Well, heroin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably. If
Why
a
are you
friend.
Pointing at me? What?
I was just joking. I didn't mean it, Lauren.
Stop shagging around.
She likes it.
It depends what it was.
Yeah, it depends how serious it is.
But self-destructive, obviously, is, you know, is what is good for the goose, good for the gander. Or is it?
I don't know what that means.
You know, what you might see as self-destructive to someone... Mark not.
They see as therapeutic.
Yeah. It depends. Obviously, if it's something like hard drugs,
yeah.
I'd probably say smart.
It's a difficult one because if they've chosen something that is self-destructive, it's probably an obsessive, addictive thing. So,
I'm talking about Elon Musk all the time.
Yeah. So it would be quite difficult to help them understand that they're harming themselves and that they should stop it, and they probably won't want to talk to you again. So then there's a risk there. I've had a friend who started doing too many drugs.
Oh. Yakult, was it?
Yakult.
Who was it? Oh, yeah.
And I just left her to it.
Yeah, she was mental.
She was mad. So.
You kind of can't. It's the same, isn't it, with people in relationships that you don't think are healthy.
Yeah.
And I know that I don't have the best track record.
No, but all of us have
well,
made mistakes.
Well, I don't think your relationship with Benjamin's unhealthy. It was just a twat.
But you can't, but it's so hard to say that to someone, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, how do you say to a friend?
I'd get Sarah Bird involved.
Yeah, well.
she'd just come out with it.
She says it is.
Yeah, I think you've got to be, you know, Sarah Bird's brave, but I suppose you're a sister, so you can say these things easily.
Oh, I think she'd say it to...
Anyone,
to be honest. I think there's only a relation.
Carrot bag. Gives her opinion.
What she's doing. There's something reminded me of that at the weekend. Oh,
was it a carrot bag?
Fruit bag. I think somebody said, do you want a fruit bag? I was like, oh, fruit bag, carrot bag. Sarah Bird.
Fruit bag is of course a very gay man.
Yes.
Is it? what it means?
Yeah.
That's what McDonald's are offering, yeah.
Call your gay friends up. All right, fruit bag!
Fruit
bag! All right,
bag of me old fruit! I'd like to think that I would step in and point it out, but I suspect I would be a massive pussy about it.
Yeah, same.
And instead just stop seeing them. All right.
I'm died. So
yeah, probably not going to be in touch ever again.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Bar.
Bar.
What? Have fun with your dregs.
I think it entirely depends on what it is.
Mm.
It's quite a broad church, isn't it?
It really is. Because like, if I noticed that Stephanie Ann Ball was... taking like doing loads of crack cocaine in front of her four kids, I'd probably step
quite
in.
Surprised.
I'd probably be surprised, but I'd step in and say, "Steph, put that pipe down, my darling. This is not the route,
the time or place
for you.
Ball bag,
ball bag."
You call her that?
I do not.
You could. I'm just saying.
Oh, you ball bag.
Stephanie Ann Ball bag.
Oh, Stephanie Ann Ball bag. Oh yeah, I never thought of that.
Well, no.
Oh.
Markle ball bag.
So yeah, it's too broad a church, Gregory Peck. I'm afraid.
We've done our best answering.
Okay. If you had the choice of one intimate soulmate and no other close friends, or no such soulmate and many friends and acquaintances, which would you choose?
The latter.
The latter always.
Yeah. Every single time.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be sad though.
Hannah wants it all.
You got Siobhan.
I know.
I know.
I know that.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You got Siobhan. I know.
I like her.
And that doesn't mean a relationship. So you still got Siobhan.
Oh, okay.
But a friendship soulmate, I think is what Gregory
Preston. Or any kind of soulmate. Well, it could be romantic or
otherwise.
But that's the only person. I think one person can't be your everything. I think we're learning
unhealthy.
That more and more as we go on.
Yes, it's unhealthy.
As we go on with life.
Yeah, I want all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can have really, really, really good friends who you get on with and you have a great laugh with.
Yeah.
But also, I don't really know what a soulmate is or what that means.
An our soulmate.
Yeah. Like, what is a soulmate?
I don't know. I suppose my definition of that is someone that you feel like you've known forever.
What if you have known him forever?
It's your other half.
That's your mum.
Your other...
Not my bloody mum.
It's meant to be like the joining of souls, isn't it? But also, is there meant to be one? That I have an issue with this, is that I think that... Surely.
There's definitely not one. Because,
there's not one.
No, because there's billions of us in the universe. And
or
so,
even like, yeah... You know when people talk about the one.
Yeah. No, it's not true.
I love Dan Savage, who's a sex and relationship advice...
Sexpert.
Podcaster and columnist. He always talks about... At most, people get like an 8.1 that you round up to the one. You don't ever get eight. Or you get a... Someone's a 6.7 that you round up to the one.
Yeah.
You don't ever get the one.
Yeah, because
you round people up.
There can't be. There's too many people for the to
exactly.
be one. And the likelihood of them being in the same country as you, let alone the same city.
The same lifetime.
And available, same lifetime. It's just not a thing.
What if my one is Elizabeth First?
Well, exactly.
She died over 6 years ago.
Karen.
Oh, my God, what if it is? You've missed that.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry you missed that. You saw
those lovely wooden teeth. Oh,
I love one.
You
and
Liz
would
have
been tutor as well. Right? You'd have made a lovely tutor.
Me and the Virgin Queen.
Yeah. Aww. Well, she was shagging England or something. Apparently.
Something about that.
Straddling England or something.
She got through that many, did she?
Yeah.
Who weren't a virgin?
No, goodness me. Quite the opposite. I don't agree
in that. I think
so, mate.
Yeah, no, I think we find, you know,
so, mate.
Some people are lucky enough to find a person that they want to be with forever. Some have a few over the lifetime, and either way is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
And I was like, obviously people fall in love.
Yeah.
Lively, licious live. But I think from Friends, the TV series Friends.
Yeah.
Not Fat Friends.
Not Fat Friends. When Monica says, an episode was her and Chandler, she thinks Chandler's... Someone
annoying,
yeah, probably. Phoebe meets who she thinks is Monica's soulmate or something
in a house made of cheese.
He's an English man. And then
Chandler
loses shit about it, And Monica's like, no, I don't believe in soulmates. I think you meet someone, you love them, and you work really hard at it.
Yeah.
Some days we work really hard.
Exactly. So I think I probably agree with that more.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with you agreeing with friends.
Yeah, I think love's a bit of a choice some days. Relationship is a choice.
Yeah.
You choose to be with this person, you choose to work at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I also think that there's like you sort of fall in love with a friend as well. You don't have sex with them, but you have like a thing where you meet somebody and you always have this moment when you're like, oh my God, you're my person.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun. Not with pants off.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Not pants off fun.
Pants on fun.
keep your pants on, please.
Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go out some pants on fun tonight?
I was just thinking going down the pub.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So keep your pants on.
Pants on fun.
In it. Not always.
But I think that's really cute when you meet somebody like a friend in your life and that happens. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I'm spreading it around more. I felt quite a lot of drink on my face. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great!
Great! It's good!
It's great!
Thank you to Andy for the music.
Thank you for Lou.
From Wish.
And thank you to all you lovely, luscious listeners.
And thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Ellis.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Emily.
Woo!
Getting better at that, girls.
Yeah. Oh, Emma.
It's never in the same order, but hey.
It's never the same order. Who should write it down. Ginger agrees.
Ginger!
Ginger!
Ginger! Woo!